Much of the nation is dealing tonight with powerful storms that have brought extreme winds and rain and triggered floods and mudslides. John Yang has our report.
An early nor'easter brought heavy rains and intense winds to the Northeast today. The governors of New York and New Jersey declaring emergencies.
Look at this strong tornado.
In the Midwest, residents in Missouri and Illinois were only beginning to assess damage from a string of tornadoes that touched down Sunday. All as the West Coast also tries to recover from two storms that converged this past weekend, bringing record-setting rains to an area suffering a historic drought. One was a bomb cyclone, a storm that intensifies quickly as the atmospheric pressure drops. The other was an atmospheric river, a long plume of moisture pulled in from the Pacific Ocean. With them came high winds, sounding an eerie whistle from San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. Heavy rains, which downed trees and knocked out power to 380,000 customers.
It hit our master bedroom in the corner and dropped over the house. On our cars.
And flash flooding that blocked cars on highways and streets and led to rock and mudslides.
We've lived here 20 years, never seen it this high.
My whole garage is up to my kneecaps. Everything is floating around.
Electricity to most of those California customers has now been restored, and in the short term, the rains may have helped douse some of the state's wildfires. But it's unclear how much they'll help with the long-term drought. Scientists say more frequent and severe weather like this is a symptom of a warming planet and likely to continue. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.